Hello, this is John Oglesby, and in this podcast, we're going to explore the atomic theory. This would be part one. I'm going to give you the five-minute version from the earliest days of the atomic theory up through Niels Bohr and Rutherford. So, let's start from the beginning. In 400 BC, Democritus, a Greek philosopher, he developed the first atomic theory. His was a thought experiment, and it went something like this. If I have a substance and I cut it in half, I have two pieces of the substance. I cut it again, I still have two pieces, now I have four pieces of the substance. Can I keep cutting the substance? Is there some point at which I can no longer cut it and it remain that substance? He theorized that's the case, and he called that atomos, literally uncuttable, and from that we get the word atom. His theory was met with a lot of criticism from influential philosophers such as Aristotle. He had no experimental evidence. It was simply a thought experiment, and Aristotle's view of the elements, earth, fire, water, air, continued on for some 2,300 years until we get to the 1800s, believe it or not. And in the 1800s, a man named John Dalton, an Englishman, he proposed an atomic theory. He said that all matter is composed of extremely small particles called atoms, gets that from Democritus, that all atoms of a given element are identical, atoms of a specific element are different from those of any other element. Okay, atoms cannot be created or destroyed. Hey, that's great. Or divided into smaller particles. Well, he was wrong about that, as we'll find. And that different atoms combine in small whole number ratios to form compounds. Very, very good. In a chemical reaction, atoms are separated, combined, or rearranged. His thoughts were based on experimental evidence. So he, his theory had general acceptance. It had to be revised, obviously, as additional information came to light. His model of the atom was called the billiard ball model. Well, in the late 1890s, early 1900s, a lot of new evidence came to light. Thomson, an English physicist, discovered the existence of small negatively charged particles in his cathode ray experiment. And Millikan, in 1909, an American physicist, determined the charge of that particle. And that came to be known as an electron. So as a result of these discoveries, Thomson proposed a model of the atom that became known as the plum pudding model. So he knew that there was something smaller than an atom now. He interspersed in his model these electric charges throughout a positively charged sphere. And he called that the atom, and that was the plum pudding model. Very English. Today we might call it the chocolate chip cookie model. In 1911, so it's moving fast now. In 1911, Rutherford, a New Zealand chemist, conducted the gold foil experiment. And in the gold foil experiment, he had a radioactive source, and he shot alpha particles through a thin piece of gold foil, and he recorded his observations. So most of the alpha particles passed through the gold foil undeflected. A small percentage of those were slightly deflected, and a very small number of those were deflected almost straight back towards the source, which was very surprising. Something very massive that hit inside there. So from these observations, he concluded that the atom is mostly empty space. He also concluded that there's a tiny dense central core in the atom, and he called this the nucleus. And that nucleus is positively charged. So he had to conclude that the plum pudding model was incorrect. And he and Niels Bohr then developed another model of the atom. This is called the planetary model, with a small core, the nucleus, with electrons, those negatively charged particles, orbiting that nucleus. So looking more like something we would recognize as an atomic model. Now, later in part two, we'd look at the quantum theory, which kind of throws all that out the window as well. But it's a great start. So thank you for listening to part one of Atomic Theory.